We thought we'd end the week with a musician whose name might not be well known, but his sound certainly is. That's Nicky Hopkins on piano, leading off the song Blues Deluxe for the Jeff Beck Group. Hopkins' distinctive keyboard work was also featured on 14 Rolling Stones albums and some of the best-known songs by The Kinks and The Who. Nicky Hopkins was just 50 years old when he died in 1994 after a lifetime of health issues, including Crohn's disease and substance abuse. But the British musician, Julian Dawson, brought him back to life in his biography called And on Piano, Nicky Hopkins, The Extraordinary Life of Rock's Greatest Session Man. The book made it onto several best-of lists for 2011, including Shindig and Uncut magazines. Dawson is now leading a petition drive to get Nicky Hopkins into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. When we spoke with him last April, we asked him to back up his description of Hopkins as rock's greatest session man.
The discography alone in Nicky's biography is 20 pages, over 300 albums. Nobody else worked at that incredibly high level of quality and across so many different areas of music, including names like Ella Fitzgerald, Julio Iglesias, Willie Nelson. It's an incredible box of music that Nicky got through in his lifetime, in his short life.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of that music and talk about some of those songs, especially some of those that are really well known. Here's Jealous Guy by John Lennon. Let's listen.
What is apparent on a beautiful ballad like that one is that Nicky was trained classically when he was a kid. He showed a natural talent age three, and he was his local piano lessons led to be a very rare scholarship at the Royal Academy of Music. So he had all that classical training and may well have gone on to be a classical pianist. Unfortunately, his sister brought home a couple of rock and roll records, Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard, when he was 15. And that was the end of the classical training. And he had this amazing ability to channel American piano stars, Boogie and New Orleans and Memphis and Nashville. Klaus Voormann, wonderful bass player who played on so many sessions with Nicky, said he was a classical pianist with rock and roll fingers. That says it all.
And he was a big part of the Rolling Stones and a lot of their classic songs. And some of them you can really hear his contributions. Let's listen to this one. And this song, of course, is Angie by the Rolling Stones off Goat's Head Soup, and lovely piano in this song. There's also Beggar's Banquet. This song is called No Expectations. Why do you think that Nicky Hopkins works so well in all of these different styles and with all of these different bands?
So many musicians I spoke to, including Pete Townsend and Steve Miller, commented on the fact that he always found this magical place in between the guitars and the bass and the drums. Not always putting in something that would be an outstanding part, but something that would be immediately missing if you took it away. And I think Angie was an example of a song where one could really say on the credit for the song, it might not have said just Jagger Richards, it might have said Jagger Richards Hopkins for the amount that he contributed to so much of the music.
You wrote that Nicky Hopkins considered some of his best work to be with The Who.
That's right.
Here's the song, The Song Is Over, from Who's Next. ¶¶ did he not want to be in one of these bands?
He did join bands on occasion. He was a member of the Jeff Beck group. Jeff Beck's offer brought him over to the States. His very first US gig was on stage at the Fillmore East in New York. He played with the Jefferson Airplane at Woodstock. He joined Quicksilver Messenger Service. He played with Steve Miller. He played with the New Riders, with Jerry Garcia. Wherever Nicky was, it quickly got around that he was there, and people would call.
It's hard to imagine that someone could be that prolific.
It's unbelievable. I mean, to be honest with you, when I took on the project, if I'd known what I was taking on, I may have backed off at the beginning. I mean, it took me 13 years to put the book together. I'm a musician, not a journalist, so I was working alongside my proper job, if you like.
You mentioned some major groups that Nicky was involved with, but we didn't mention the Beatles yet, and Revolution. And this song is one in which Nicky Hopkins really cuts loose with his solo, but it's a bit different from the other songs, where he seems a little bit more controlled. Let's listen.
Managed to get the receipt from EMI for that session. So he's playing with the most famous group in the world. He got paid £6.10.
Oh my gosh. And when was that?
That was in 1968.
Wow. Let's listen to a little bit of another song that will also help tell us some of your personal story with Nicky Hopkins. Let's listen to You're Listening Now.
It must have been a silent place without soul around. The morning sunlight creeping in, a clock the only sound.
You've described this song, You're Listening Now, as something that was channeled rather than written. Can you explain?
Well, to try and keep it very brief, in 1994 I was signed to a major record label, and I was about to do a record in Woodstock. And a few days before I left, my dad died. And without going into great detail, I wanted to write a song for my dad, who listened to a lot of classical music, but no pop music at all, including mine. And when, through an extremely complex set of unlikely circumstances, I met Nicky Hopkins, he gave me the music that we just heard as a cassette, just the music, no words. And I found that the words that I'd been sort of thinking up to honor my dad wrote themselves almost. I had about 12 minutes and wrote down a complete lyric, and that's only happened to me twice in 36 years of being a professional songwriter. Nicky's enormous gift to me was that, and to be able to record it with him was a great, great privilege. It was it was actually his last session while he was alive that went on record. And that's what led me to this idea that this incredible story should be told. And it was clear that nobody else would do it, because Nicky wasn't famous. Obviously, no journalist would want to spend time writing a book about somebody that nobody wants to read about.
Julian Dawson's biography of the late Nicky Hopkins is called And on Piano, Nicky Hopkins, The Extraordinary Life of Rock's Greatest Session Man. We spoke with him last April. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Robin Young returns on Monday. Have a great weekend, and please join us again, Here and Now.
I'll never know. A strong and silent teacher, you left.